Clubhouse on BFM 89.9. Darren Hanif with you this evening. To recap the things we talked about, top of the hour, we talked about classical music getting back into action, getting back into the mainstream. I'm asking you on the program, what do you listen to relax? And do you think classical music will remain popular post-pandemic? You can tweet us at BFM Radio. Also, WhatsApp your thoughts at 018-789-8899.
Yeah, we also spoke to Francis Dunker. He's the president of Persatuan Pemuzik Tempatan Selangor, PPTS, or Local Musicians Selangor Association. And he was just telling his side of the story regarding his initiative creating a new studio, a recording studio, but also a live stream studio called Memory Studio in Jalan Penjala, Selangor.
Yeah, and if you'd like to revisit the interview, you can head over to our podcast, which will up real soon, www.bfm.my. Right, coming up, we go have a rapid and fire news segment that we like to call...
By the way, the hottest social media platform in town, TikTok, is reportedly partnering up with a music distribution company called United Masters to allow artists on the video sharing platform to distribute their songs directly from the app to streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. The deal is expected to be announced soon. Of course, this comes despite the weird and precarious position that TikTok is currently in, getting caught up in the US-China tech war.
That's right.
Currently, TikTok is negotiating its potential sale, which must be completed within 90 days to prevent the app being shut down in the US. Tech giant Microsoft is rumored to be highly interested in acquiring the app that's owned by Chinese tech company called ByteDance, but nothing is confirmed so far. Despite that, TikTok continues to try and strengthen its position with this United Masters deal. For context, United Masters has a slightly unique business model that's unlike a typical music label. Artists who sign with United Masters keep 90% of their royalties as well as ownership of the master recordings. This is TikTok's way of, I guess, getting creators to keep engaging with its platform, especially when facing competitions with deeper pockets like, I guess, Facebook, which owns Instagram and things like that.
I know we've talked about TikTok a lot of times and their relation to music, but for a platform that started off as a video sharing platform to be signing this deal, and really they're really heavily investing into, I guess, proper music license.
And especially, you know, while in the midst of being caught up in this controversy, right?
Also, by the way, good news for the Southeast Asian region. British music journalism publication and the world-renowned music bible New Musical Express, you might know it as NME, has expanded to Southeast Asia, setting up HQ in Singapore to increase their presence in Asia. This is a result of an acquisition in 2019 when NME and the Uncut magazine was sold to Singaporean music company Bandlab Technologies. The focus will be on Singapore, Malaysia and Philippines, and this comes a year after NME launched in Australia in 2019. And you know, when a whole bunch of media outlets and media companies are taking major cutbacks due to the pandemic, this announcement was honestly a pleasant surprise and a welcome one for sure. NME, of course, known for championing British bands emerging at the time, including the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. You know, really, Hanif, cross fingers that they'll do the same for the hidden musical gems in the region. Really exciting news.
Yep, looking forward to their work here. By the way, fans of Ed Sheeran, rejoice. You might have the chance to own his first ever demo that he wrote when he was just 13 years old. The pop star apparently wrote 14 songs with lyrics that rhyme. He called the demo Spinning
lyrics
Man.
Lyrics that rhyme.
Yes, lyrics that rhyme. He called the demo Spinning Man and burned 20 copies of the CDs. He has 19 of them, but gave one away to his relative's friend. And this friend's brother, who only wanted to be known as Kevin, found the CD and is now planning to make some money from it.
I see.
Yeah, according to Kevin, the songs that express teenage love and loss, frustration and longing, and he was impressed by how good they were, despite, you know, him being quite young when he started, you know, writing and producing those songs, right? Yeah. Oh My God Auctions is the party responsible that will be auctioning the CD, and it is expected to sell for £10,000.
Not cheap, but Ed Sheeran fans rejoice.
Yes, indeed.
Also, by the way, our last news for this segment, Google Play Music will be shutting shop and moving database to YouTube Music starting September. They're going to do it in stages. Access will be revoked in September for users in New Zealand and South Africa, and for users in all other regions in October. Come December this year, the service will be shut down completely. Google really making the big moves here when YouTube, now that YouTube YouTube Music is in full swing and gaining traction, where just a few months ago, they started allowing Google Play Music users to transfer practically every facet of their libraries to the YouTube service, including playlists, artists, albums, songs, purchase content, recommendations, and uploads. This, of course, is another chapter in the never-ending music streaming battle. And that's it for this week's By The Way. We have a couple more tunes for you on the show tonight, starting off with one from King Gizzard.
Yep, our favourite psychedelic rock band, right? King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. This is a new one from them. This is Some of Us right here on the Pulse BFM 89.9.